The starting point of Christianity is the Bible.
我想我们的基督教的信仰是从圣经开始的。
And the Bible can be characterized by its unmatched logical consistency.
好了，我们知道圣经的话有很多特点，其中一个特点的话就是它有独一无二的一个逻辑上的一致性。
And historical reliability.
而且从历史的很多信息来看，它也是具有可靠性。
And the relevance to our daily life.
而且世世代代跟我们人的生活也非常相关。
Is the Bible's structural, logical, methodical, and orderly nature that allow us to have such thing as systematic theology?
啊，也正是因为圣经它有具有美好的结构，也有逻辑性，有系统性，也是有一个有序的结构，所以圣经可以让我们形成一个叫做系统神学这样的一个学问。
And systematic theology have many subtitles.
啊，那系统神学呢有很多不同的分主题。
And the first subtopic is theology proper, that's the study of God Himself.
啊，那第一个的话就叫正统神学，那也就是我们就是学习神自己。
And then we have the pneumatology, the study of the Holy Spirit and His personhood.
啊，那另外一个的话就是圣灵学，那圣灵学是关于圣灵的人格和他的事工。
And then ecclesiology, that means study the doctrine of the church.
啊，那在下一个的话呢，是有关于教会论。
And then we have a soteriology, that is the study of the salvation.
啊，那再下一个的话就是救恩论，就是研究关于救恩的。
And we have the eschatology, study the end time events.
啊，那还有一个就是末世论，就是关于末世的时代的研究。
But most importantly, we have the Christology, that is study the person and the work of Jesus Christ.
啊，那最重要的其中是叫基督论。那基督论所探讨研究的是关于基督他本身，而且他的人格、他的事工。
And historically, the Christology was singled out as a representative of the Christianity.
而且在历史上的话，我们经常把基督论呢用来代表，我们的基督教的信仰。
And its symbol is the cross.
啊，那这个基督论的这个代表的话呢？它的一个标志就是十字架。
And the cross, as you know, has been the universal symbol for Christianity for 1,000 years.
啊，我们也知道，在几千年以来啊，十字架也就是成为一个普世的代表基督教信仰的一个标志。
And the cross is also our foundation.
啊，而且十字架也是我们信仰的一个基础。
And the psalmist said, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do?
啊，如果我们的基督教的我们的这个基础如果没有的话，那我们就没有无能为力了。
In his first letter to the church of Corinth, Apostle Paul declared,
啊，在哥林多的前书啊，使徒保罗有这样说道
：When I came to you, brother, I did not come with the eloquence of superior wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing, why.I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
说弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And every time when I read this verse, the question always comes up in my mind.
啊，我每次读这段话语的时候呢，我的头脑中都有这样的一个问题。
Paul said he knew nothing.
啊，保罗在这里说，他说我定了主意，不知道别的。
Is it really he not know nothing?
啊，那真的是保罗好像真的是别的一无所知吗
？If you read, chapter 17 of the book of Acts, you find how his apologetic skill is extremely sharp.
啊，但是如果当我们读到这个读这个他的十七章的时候，啊，我们就发现他在这个保罗在这个修辞上有很大的讲究。
And then he not only used the scripture.But use the Greek literature to defend the faith against the Greek philosophers.
Yeah, 他在那个时候，他有在护道方面非常有能力。他用一些希腊他们本身的一些文学的东西去来为我们的信仰做见证辩论。
In other words, he used their medicine to feed them.
所以可以说是以其人之道还治其人之身。
Now, when we come to the books of Romans, we find out that Paul.Defend the powerfully the existence of God.
啊，我们看到在这个罗马书里面，我们看到保罗的话也为我们的信仰做了非常有力的一个辩护。
And he also pointed out categorically the whole humankind is sinful.
而且他也给了我们做了一个非常好的一个很断的给我们做了一个定义，也就是我们的人类，我们都是有堕落的。
And the depravity of human being is immeasurable.
而且我们人类的堕落的话，是真的是没有办法可以衡量。
So we can see that Paul was an expert in theology, philosophy, and apologetics.
啊，所以我们看到保罗的话，他既是一个神学家，他也是一个哲学家，他也是一个辅导学家。
So in today, he deserves 3 PhDs.
啊，所以按照现在的观点的话，他可以大概拿到3个啊博士的学位。
But how could Paul said, "I resolve to know nothing"?
啊，那为什么保罗会说我定了主意不知道别的呢
？First one have to know that this is a rhetorical literature.
啊，我们也知道这是他有一个羞耻的一个说法。
In other words, he's comparing the majesty and the beauty and the necessity of the cross.All other knowledge.
啊，我们知道在这个地方，保罗他的意思就是和十字架的威严和十字架的美丽相比，其他所有的知识都变得微不足道。
And today there are some believers because of the laziness that oh I don't want to study because knowledge puff people up.
啊，今天有些人也许他因为自身的懒惰，他可能会说啊，我不想学任何的新知识，因为知识会叫人自高自大。
And see Paul resolved to know nothing.
啊，你看保罗不也说了吗？他定义不要知道别的。
So why have to study? All I know is John 3:16 is enough.
啊，我为什么一定要学别的东西呢？我只要知道约翰福音的3:16就够了。
And then Paul continued to use the emphatic language.
啊，我们看到这个接下来保罗用了更加强调的这样的话语。
It's recorded in Romans chapter 1:16.
啊，是记载在罗马书的1:16。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the cross because it's the power of God.For the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
啊，他也这样说。他说：“我不以福音为耻，他本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，后是外邦人。”
Order of evangelism in Paul's experience.
啊，我们看到从这个保罗这段话中，我们看到他的福音的传递的这个一个顺序。
Because he followed Jesus.
因为他跟随了主耶稣。
Become spread the gospel to Jew first, and then the Gentile.
啊，他先把福音传到犹太人当中，然后再传给外邦人。
And eventually, he was an apostle of the Gentile, writing 13 books in the New Testament.
啊，所以他最后成了这个外邦人的这个使徒，可以说是他写了在新约中写了13卷书。
So even though we have a high view on the cross, but other people have different ideas.
啊，尽管我们认为十字架是如此的宝贵，但是可能不同的人对十字架却有不同的认知。
And their perception, their understanding, and their viewpoint are totally different from the believers.
啊，他们对十字架的认知的理解是完全的是不一样的。
To Satan, the cross equal to death.
对撒旦来说，十字架代表的就是死亡。
He want to eliminate Jesus.
他想在十字架上能够把耶稣给消灭掉。
So the salvation cannot continue.
所以他知道说如果这样的话他认为这个救恩就不会继续了。
But he met with great disappointment when Jesus resurrected from the dead.
啊，但是可以对他来说是一个巨大的一个失望，因为主耶稣从死里复活了。
You know, the Jews emphasized on miracles and the Greeks emphasized on wisdom.
啊，我们也知道啊，犹太人他们很重视的是奇迹，而对于希腊人来说他们很重视的是智慧。
And the Jews considered the cross is weakness.
对犹太人来说，十字架代表的是软弱。
He said, "Jesus, if you don't come down from the cross, then you are weak."
他对主耶稣有这样的说：“他说，你们要是如果不能从十字架上跳下来的话，那代表你非常的软弱。
”And the Greek said, "If you don't, the cross doesn't mean you have wisdom, because the cross is for the criminals."
啊，对这个希腊人来说，他们会说十字架。不能够代表智慧，因为十字架其实是为了罪犯而设。
To Caiaphas, the high priest considered the cross is a means of political expediency.
啊，那对于该亚法，也就是当时的犹太人的大祭司来说，啊，十字架所代表的就是政治上的一个便利。
And if he, declare Jesus to die, then it will be have a peace between the Rome and the Jewish people.
啊，因为他想说，如果在十字架上耶稣被钉死的话，那就可以让犹太人和罗马人之间能够重新得到平安。
Unknowingly, Caiaphas make a prophecy.
啊，其实很有趣的是，他也许自己不知道，他的确是做了一个这样的预言。
Indeed, Jesus' death brought about peace among us.
啊，就真的是一个预言，也就是说， 耶稣的死为我们带来了平安。
And the Bible says to those who are perishing, the message of the cross is foolishness.
对那些要死的人来说，十字架的道理是愚拙的。
And Jesus' disciple had one time with the wrong perception too.
其实对于主耶稣他的门徒来说，他们曾经也有过错误的认知。
The cross to them is the despair, disappointment, disillusionment that caused the despondence.
对主耶稣的门徒来说，十字架本来也代表了绝望，也代表了失望，也代表了他们希望的幻灭。
Until Jesus' resurrection, these fishermen, these uneducated people turned the world upside down.
直到主耶稣复活以后，这些主耶稣的门徒，也就是一些渔夫，他们让整个世界都变了样。
And to the crowd of the ordinary people, the cross means disappointment.
对于很多普普通通的那些人来说，十字架代表的就是一个好像是一个欺骗。
And deception.
欺骗和失望。
Because they expect Jesus to be the Messiah to restore the Jewish nation.
因为他们所期待的是主耶稣是弥赛亚，可以带着他们能够独立。
Now, this twisted view and the wrong perception were the reason why those people remained unsaved.
我想这些所有的这些不正确的一些扭曲的一些认知，对于十字架的认知，也就可以解释他们为什么没有能够得到救恩。
But to us who are being saved is the power and glory and wisdom and marvel of God.
对那些会得救的人来说，十字架是代表神的大能，也是神的荣耀，神的智慧。
And we too can come to the cross and be saved.
我们也可以来到十字架的面前，我们可以得到拯救。
One of the most important elements of the cross is forgiveness.
我想十字架一个很最重要的一个元素的话，就是它代表了赦罪。
You know, very interesting that God put an objective moral value in each one of our heart.
非常奇妙的是，神在我们每个人的心中都放上了道德律。
We feel sometimes something wrong inside us.
这就是为什么我们有些时候我们在内心当中会感到有些不平安。
And we don't know what is that it.
我们有时候并不知道具体是什么事情。
And the Bible tells us those are guilt.
那圣经也告诉我们说这是一个内疚的感。
Now guilt is our condition before God.
我想这个内疚的话呢，是我们在神面前的这样的一个感受。
Guilt is our violation against God.
也是当我们有这样的感受，是因为我们违反了神的一些律。
But guilt feeling is another thing.
但是内疚的感受又有点不同。
Some people do not have guilt feeling.
那这个内疚的感受的话，有些人可能完全没有内疚感。
Because the feeling are very painful.
因为这个内疚感其实会让人觉得非常痛苦。
But if you have this guilt feeling, you should thank God.
但是如果有这个内疚感的话，其实对你应该是感谢神。
So everybody knows the news that 26 years old.Young people went to the Oregon Community College, shot his professor, and many others.
大家可能都读到了这样的一个新闻，也就在俄勒冈州有一位26岁的年轻人，他到了社区的学校呢，把他的教授给杀死，还杀了还杀了周围的一些人。
And he doesn't have any guilt feeling.
我想他完全没有一种内疚的感。
And he doesn't feel absolutely any pain of the guilt.
我想在他可能是完全没有能感受到内疚所带来的那种痛。
Now.Look at the atheist. He used suffering and pain as a means to prove the non-existence of God.
对于无神论者，他们会用这个在世界上感受到的这些痛苦来证明没有神的存在。
But can you see pain and suffering can have benefit too?
但是你看到了吗？其实这个痛苦其实有时候也有它的好处。
Pain is not a reason to disprove the existence of God.
我想我们不能用痛苦来证明神的不存在。
But an indicator to point us to the Savior.
而且恰恰相反的，这些在世界上我们这些痛苦，却把我们指向了我们需要一个救恩。
So if you have a guilt feeling, you should thank God.
如果我们有这样的一个内疚的感受的话，我们要感谢神。
Because it will lead you to salvation.
因为这样的一种内疚感，可以把我们带到救恩面前。
So there's a story about a poised, successful, woman who was very.Smart in the professional field.
这个我们等一下跟大家分享一个是关于一位年轻的女士她是非常成功的一个职业友。
Many years ago, she was young and fell in love with a handsome boy.
在很多年以前的话呢，当她还年轻的时候，她喜欢上了一位男孩子。
And
they decide to get married.
啊，他们就打算要结婚。
But both parents strongly object.
啊，但是他们这个父母的话呢，有反对他们的结合。
On the ground that these two families are totally different social economic level.
啊，因为这两个男孩子和女孩子，他们从两个完全不同背景、社会地位的家庭而来。
And after so much searching, they both decide to elope.
啊，但是经过他们的这个思想的挣扎的话，他们还是决定要逃到外面去。
And the parents disown them.
啊，那他们的父母的话呢，也就跟他们断绝了关系。
So they move to a different city that nobody knows about their background.
他们也到了一个不同的城市，而且那个城市里面没有人知道他们。
And they were happy.
他们在那里很快乐的生活。
But only for a while.
啊，但是只在那里快乐了生活了一阵子。
And this young lady found a new job in another city.
啊，这个年轻的女士的话呢，她在另外一个城市，她找到一份新的工作。
So every week, the woman, the lady wrote letters to her husband.
啊，这个女士呢就去了这个新的城市，每个星期呢也给她的先生呢写信。
And this young man visit her from time to time.
啊，那这个先生呢也时不时的会去看他的妻子。
But all of a sudden, the letter stopped coming.
啊，但是突然过了一阵子以后，啊，这个先生就再也没有收到啊他太太所写的信。
And then the husband wanted to find out what's going on.
啊，做先生呢就很奇怪，想知道是到底发生了什么事情。
And then because he feared to lose him, her.
啊，因为他感觉他有这种担心，他可能会失去他。
So we went to the city and saw her.
然后他就去了那个城市，然后见到了他太太。
And found out this woman had developed a new relationship with other men.
啊，他在那里他就发现说他的妻子，他太太啊，和另外一位男人呢有新的关系建立。
And this husband knelt down and pleaded her to come home.
啊，这个先生呢就跪下来求他太太回头。
So we love you, I love you very much.
啊，他说我真的是非常爱你。
And I gave up my family just for you.
啊，我也离开了我的家庭啊，我为了你的缘故。
And I will try my best to make this marriage work.
他说我也会尽最大的努力呢，让我们这个婚姻能够成功。
And then he went to the bathroom for a while.
他然后就去了这个洗手间一阵子。
And then came back and talked to the lady.
啊，他回来后他又跟这个他太太说。
Can I lie down on your lap? I promise I won't touch you.
啊，他说我能不能把头枕在你的膝盖的腿上
？So the lady allowed him to do so.
啊，这个太太呢就同意了。
And then for a very short time, and this man start to convulse.
啊，但过了不长的那段时间，这个先生呢就开始有抽搐的反应。
And then he died.
啊，很快的他就死掉了。
And this young woman have a tremendous guilt feeling.
啊，这个年轻的这个太太的话呢，她就有非常强烈的这样的一个内疚感。
Many sleepless night.
啊，她就完全晚上都没有办法能够入睡。
And was completely shook.
啊，她完全的已经是完全的是。
So eventually, she decided to visit a guru.
啊，她就决定要去看一个专家。
And to help her to sort out things.
啊，能够帮助她，能够解决她这个内心的这个挣扎。
And then guru asked her, "What's her birthday?"
啊，然后这个所有的专家呢就问他说：“你的生日是哪一天？”
And then the guru took out a thick book.
啊，那这个专家呢就拉出很厚的一本书。
And there's a lot of astrological charts.
啊，那本书上呢里面呢有很多的一些关于占星术的一些图表。
And then this guru told her that, "Oh, don't worry about that."
啊，这个专家就对他这个占星术的专家就对他说：“啊，你完全不用担心。”
Because in your previous life.This man raped you.
啊，他说因为在你的前世呢，这个你的这个丈夫的话呢，有强暴你。
What happened to him now is really a repayment of his karma.
啊，所以今生所发生的事情呢，无非是他为他前世所欠的债来还债。
And this lady was greatly released.
好，那这个年轻的女士她就非常的释放。
And then his guilt feeling gone.
她所有的这些。啊，内心的内疚感呢，就完全的消失了。他就很开心的去旅行，开心的和他的现在的新的男朋友一起共享晚餐。
So we know that the spiritualists, psychiatrists, psychologists teach us to ignore your guilt.
啊，我们知道很多的一些精神病的医师、心理学家或者是一些心理医生或者是巫师，都会告诉你说你要。忘记你内心的这个内疚感。
And they said that guilt is nothing, it's not real.
他说这个内疚感呢，其实是不真实的。
In fact, you are guilty of your own guilt.
啊，你唯一要内疚的就是你有这个内疚感。
But we know that what we really need is the forgiveness.
但是其实我们知道，我们真正的需要的是赦罪，是原谅。
Which can come through the cross of Jesus Christ.
啊，那这样的赦罪，这样的原谅的话，只有从耶稣而来。
In fact, if I want, allow me to summarize the gospel in one sentence, I would say this.
啊，让我来用一句话来总结我们的救恩。
It's the need of man and the grace of God.
啊，我们的救恩其实就是人类的需要。和神的恩典。
What is grace?
什么是神的恩典呢？
The religion tells us you have to boast what you have done for God.
我想很多一些宗教的告诉我们说，我们需要来夸口，为我们所做的来夸口。
But grace is emphasized on what God has done for us.
但是我们知道，恩典的话，其实我们强调的是强调神为我们所做的一切。
So I always have question ask myself.
所以我经常问我自己一个问题。
What's the best way to approach unbelievers?
什么是最好的办法去向不信者传福音？
I want to evangelize.
我很想去传福音。
Because this is a great commandment.
因为这是神给我们最大的诫命。
But I don't know how exactly.
但是有些时候我并不知道最好的方式是什么。
So I give a lot of thought on this.
所以我对这个事情我有很多的思考。
So I found out that the first thing to do is to find common ground.
那我思考的结果就是，我想第一个很重要的就是。我们要和未信者要找到一个我们的共同点。
So we all know this.
我们都知道。
If I play golf, I find someone play golf so I can have some conversation.
如果我是一个打高尔夫球的人的话，我就会去跟另外一个打高尔夫球的人一起就交谈。
And if like painting like me, I would like to talk to artists.
如果我像我一样的喜欢画画的话呢，那我也就会喜欢和艺术家一起交谈。
But sometimes when I do with all this, we never touch the gospel.
但是有些时候我们。就是讨论就停留在这些层面上，我们没有能够真正的讨论到救恩。
So finally, I found out there's some desire that common to all the people, whether you're believer or not.
所以我们要找到一些我们的共同点，而且这共同点是我们所有的人都有这样的一个欲望、一个需要。
So we must meet people on their own terms.
我们首先的话，我们要按照别人的一些方式、条件去和人交往。
And there are three things we ought to mention.
我想有三件事情我需要给大家提到。
The first is the love.
我想我们大家都需要的第一个的话就是爱。
And then justice.
第二的话就是公义。
And forgiveness.
第三的话就是赦罪原谅。
Who doesn't want love?
我们这里有没有谁不需要爱呢？
We want to be loved.
我们需要被人爱。
And we need someone that we can express our love.
我们也需要去爱人。
So love is very important.
所以爱是非常重要的。
And then the second thing is justice.
那第二的话就是公义。
If someone wrong my wife and wrong my family, do I demand justice?
如果有人冤枉了我们家庭或冤枉我的太太的话，我们是不是需要能够有公义能够彰显？
And I believe everybody want the justice to be done.
所以我们想每一个人都希望能够得到公义的审判。
And then forgiveness.
那最后第三个的话就是赦罪原谅。
If I willingly or unwillingly, wrong my good friend for 40 years.
如果我不小心我就是无意的冤枉了我的好朋友很长的时间的话，40年，那我就内心会觉得非常的痛苦。
And it's unbearable.
这样的痛苦其实是让人没有办法忍受的。
But just imagine your friend talk to you, TC, I forgive you.
但是你能不能想象一下，如果在那个时候你的朋友跟你说 TC, 我原谅了你。
What kind of relief you have?
你会得到一种怎么样的一个释放？
So this basic need can be found in Christianity.
但是我看到这所有的这我们讲的这三个很基本的这个人类的需要都可以在我们的信仰当中能够找到。
And more importantly, justice, love, and forgiveness converge on the cross.
而且更重要的说，我们刚才提到的爱，我们提到的公义，我们提到的赦罪，都一起汇集在十字架上。
So the judge's daughter was brought into the courtroom.
这样的一个故事就是关于一个法官他的女儿被带到了法庭。
And the judge was a loving person, and then also a just person.
那这个法官的话呢，他既是一个爱他女儿的一个父亲，但同时呢，他是也是一个公正的法官。
So he's a just, judge. So he can pass judgment to his daughter.
那因为他是法官的话，所以他可以来审判他的女儿。
But the problem, he's also a compassionate judge.
但是有一个问题，就是他是也是一个充满了爱。怜悯的一个
simply forgive her.
也是一个充满了爱的一个法官，所以他也可以好像完完全的原谅他的女儿。
But in doing so, he compromised his justice.
但是如果他这样做，完全完完全全的原谅他女儿的话呢？这样做的话，也影响了他的公正。
So what he did is first he declared his own daughter guilty.
所以他所做的就是，他首先他宣告了他的女儿的罪。
And order a payment.
啊，也要他的女儿也宣告了要需要一个罚款。
And then he took off his robe.
接下来他就脱下了他的法官的外袍。
Step down from the bench.
啊，他就在他的法官的位上下来。
And pay the fine himself.
他和他的女儿在一起，然后
So we see in the cross,
付了那个债。
We see the glory of God as a judge on the disrobed face of Christ.
啊，所以我们可以看到神的恩典，就像我们看到神的恩典的时候，就像我们看到那个脱下了袍子的法官。
So gospel is Jesus disrobed and die on the cross.
啊，那我们知道我们的福音的话，也就是主耶稣基督他脱下了袍子，他死在了十字架上。
And they put this robe of righteousness upon those who believe in him.
啊，他把这个公义的袍子披在了那一些信他的人的身上。
And then they declare the wages of sin has been fully paid.
然后他就宣告罪的代价已经付上了。
So this illustration, we see three ingredients of the cross.
啊，在刚才的这个像故事里面，我们看到了救恩啊十字架的三个要素。
There's the sin of man, the justice of God, and the love of God.
我们既看到了有人的罪，也看到了有神的公义，也看到了神的爱。
And here we also see the necessity of the cross.
啊，我们也看到了为什么我们必须要有十字架
？God cannot simply overlook sin.
啊，因为神他不能只是简简单单的，好像就忽视了我们的罪。
And the sinner need a savior.
啊，我们作为罪人的话，我们需要一个救主。
And the substitution death of Jesus.Christ on the cross is the important element.
啊，而且主耶稣基督他在十字架上为我们死，也代替了我们的罪。
So therefore, Jesus on the cross is a substitutional sufferer.
啊，所以我们知道主耶稣他在十字架上，他就是做了我们赎罪祭。
And then he is the rejected servant.
啊，他也是一个被拒绝的，好像一个仆人。
And then the Bible said he's a servant.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣他来是一个仆人。
And Jesus acknowledged that.
主耶稣他也承认这一点。
And he said the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
然后他也说，他说人子来不是要被服侍，而是要服侍人，而且要做多人的赎价。
And on the cross, Jesus was an atoning lamb of sacrifice.
啊，所以我们可以知道说，在十字架上，主耶稣他是我们赎罪的羔羊。
In Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible says.
啊，在以赛亚书的五十三章也这样说的。
He was oppressed and afflicted, and without complaint.
啊，说到他被压住，但却没有怨言。
He did not open his mouth to defend himself.
他没有开他的口去为自己的辩护。
He led like a lamb to the slaughterer without struggling.
啊，他像羊被带到了屠宰的那里，没有任何的。
And is willing to die for our sin because he loves us.
他愿意为了我们的罪而死，因为他爱我们。
And most importantly, the cross can give us the inner peace of our soul.
我想最重要的就是十字架给了我们内心的平安。
We are not at peace with other people because we are not at peace with ourselves.
啊，如果我们内心中如果没有平安的话，我们也没有办法和人有平安。
We are not at peace with ourselves because we are not at peace with God.
但是如果我们不能和神之间有平安的话，我们自己内心当中就不会有平安。
So how can we have to be at peace with God?
我们怎么样才能和神之间能够有平安呢？
The answer is the cross.
这答案就是十字架。
And because that we have some inner conflict within ourselves.
其实在我们的内心当中，我们有些内在的一些冲突。
And then the spirit and the flesh disagree.
啊，我想这个属灵的和肉体的。
And emotion and mind are in conflict with one another.
啊，我们的理智和我们的情感之间也会有冲突。
And our sense of right and wrong is blurred.
啊，我们内心当中的正义感或者我们内心的邪恶的错误的认识也会有冲突。
And our love and hate are intermixed.
而且爱和恨之间也有这样的冲突。
And our guilt and our conscience constantly struggle.
啊，我们的这个良心和我们的罪恶感呢也会有冲突。
And this is why Paul said this.
这就是为什么保罗有这样说到。
What a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from the body of death?
他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的肉体？
But our faith is the faith of hope.
但是我们知道这里的这个问题的话，就是有答案，就是要有希望。
Reported in the scripture, it says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord."
对，我们这里有盼望。这里讲到说，保罗在经文中这样说：感谢神，靠主耶稣基督救赎。
And Christ will and can set us free.
主耶稣基督可以也愿意让我们得到救赎。
Here, I must point out one thing very important.
在这地方，我想提到一个很重要的点。
As a Christian, we must beware of something called, I call it a heresy of the prosperity gospel.
作为我们基督徒来说，我们非常要小心的，就是有一个叫做成功神学。
Now, to be before we beware of something, we must first be aware of something.
我们要警惕什么东西的时候，我们首先要了解这个东西。
So the question is, what is prosperity gospel?
那这个问题就是什么是成功神学呢
？In one Friday evening. A sister asked me, "What's wrong with positive thinking?"
那在一个星期五晚上的时候，有位姐妹她就问了这样的一个问题，这个我们很正面的这个思想的话，她积极的思想有什么问题吗
？And my answer to her is, "It's nothing wrong with what they say, but it's lots of wrong that the things they did not say."
我想他们所说的话可能没有什么太多的问题，真正的问题是在他们没有说的那一部分。
So I thought I'd give a good answer.
我想我大概给了一个不错的答案。
But on that night when I went home, I found out I was only partially right.
在那个晚上我回到家以后，我做了一些研究的话，我发现说我的答案的话只有一部分是准确。
So they are wrong in theology and they are wrong in the interpretation of the Bible, which I will explain.
我想他们的错呢，不但是在他们的神学的观念上有错，而且他们对的神学的一些解释也有错。
At the beginning of the 20th century, there are several thoughts in the Christendom came out and that disturbed us.
在二十世纪的初的话呢，有一些新的一些思潮出来，但
And there are at least four movements. 四种运动
有四种这样的运动。
And the first one is called New Thought.
那第一个呢就是新思想运动。
Another one is the Word of Faith.
那第二个的话就是信心的语言的运动。
And then the Positive Thinking.
第三个的话是一个积极思维的运动。
And then another one is more like a slogan. It's that Name It and Claim It.
那第四个运动的话就好像像一个口号一样的，就是说只要求你就是你的。
In 1952, a man. Famous man you all know by the name of Norman Vincent Peale.
在1952年的时候，有一位非常有名的一位人，他的名字叫诺曼·文森·皮尔。
And he published a book entitled "The Power of Positive Thinking."
他出版了一本书，书的题目就是《积极正面思维的力量》。
And instantly he became very famous.
就是那一本书的话，让他一下一炮而红。
And then the book became a bestseller for many many weeks.
那本书的话成为当时的最好卖的一本书。
Now let me go back to the question of what's wrong with prosperity gospel.
那我们来看看这个成功神学他们有些什么样的错误。
So I just mentioned the driving force of the movement is the word of faith.
我刚刚才提到了说这里的这个他们这些运动的一个核心的话就是一个信心的语言。
And this is what they claim. Listen carefully.
我们看看这个信心的语言，他们有什么样的一些宣告
？God created the universe with His words.
他说，第一的话就是神用他的话来创造了这个世界。
We are created after His image.
我们是第二的话，就是我们照着神的形象所造。
So therefore, man can seize the opportunity to use our words to make things happen and change the environment.
所以呢，第三的话，他得出的结论就是，我们作为人，我们可以抓住这个机会，我们用我们的话语。来让事情发生，能够改变我们周围的环境。
Are we consider God as God or consider Him as our servant?
我想问大家的时候，我们认为神是神吗？还是神是我们的仆人
？And then he believed one thing ridiculous.
而且我们还相信了一个让我们觉得非常可笑的事情。
And he said poverty and sickness are sins.
他们认为说贫穷或者是疾病的话是罪。
So this kind of sin you need to repent.
所以他们会说你需要悔改。
So by repenting.You should ask God to give you the worldly things so that you not become poor.
所以说你在悔改以后呢，你就可以问神求，让求神给那些属世的祝福，你就不会再贫穷。
And health is also very important.
而且健康也非常重要。
If you don't have a good health, then you are a sinner.
他说如果你没有好的健康的话，那表示你是个罪人。
So it's fitting for us to boldly ask God to give us good health.
所以他就要我们说，他告诉我们说，我们可以非常大胆的向神去要求好的健康。
And then they consider this kind of request is what we deserve.
而且他认为说，他们这种思想也认为说，我们这样的要求是合理合法的。
And they were wrong, make a big blunder in interpretation of the Bible.
所以可以看到他们真的是对圣经的这个理解的话是完全错误的。
And the verse they like to use is James chapter 4 verse 2.
他们最喜欢用的一段圣经的话就是在雅各书的4章的第二节。
Basically it says if you want something and you don't get it because you don't ask.
这里讲到说如果你们想要得到东西没有得到的话，表示你们没有求。
But he ignored the verse that immediately followed this one.
但是他们却忽略了接下来的一句。
If you ask,And you still not get it because you ask wrongly.
接下来就是说，他说你们求也得不到的话，就因为你们妄求。
Another verse they like to use is Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
好了，还有一段圣经他们喜欢用的就是在马拉基书的3:10。
And then it says, if you tithe and give one tenth of your wealth to God, then God will open the floodgate and pour out all the blessing unto you.
这个马拉基书的3:10有这样说的，说你们。要将当纳的十分之一的这个 奉献奉上全然送入仓库，使我家中有粮，然后神就会把他天上的窗户打开，倾福于你们。
So if you do the tithing with the view that you want to receive God's blessing, then you are wrong.
其实你仔细的想一想，如果我们做这个十一奉献的时候，我们心中所想的就是为了得到神的祝福的话，这种想法其实是错的。
I also encourage people to tithe.
我也经常鼓励大家做十一奉献，
But for different reason.
但是我鼓励大家的原因是不同的。
Because in the New Testament, God wants us to 100% consecrate ourselves to Him.
其实，在新约当中，神要我们完全的把自己全然的奉献献上。
So if you don't give 10% to God, how can you give 100%?
但是我想说，如果你连10%都不能给的话，十分之一都不能给。那怎么有可能把自己全然的献上呢？
So 10% is really a lesson, object lesson for us to learn in order we can present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以我想说，十亿的奉献对我们来说只是一个功课。我们要学了这样的功课，我们才可以把自己当做活祭献上。
And the way they interpret the Bible is because they ignore the historicity and background of the Scripture.
我想他们之所以这样错误的去解读这个圣经的话，也是因为他们完全忽略了当时经文所写的一些历史的背景。
In the time of Malachi, those people ignore offering.
因为在马拉基写他的书信的这个时代，当时的人都完全的忽视了这个奉献。
As a result, the Levites has no substance to live.
所以在那个时候，利未人他们都完全没有办法有生活，没有依靠。
So what would they do? They all went home and become a farmer again.
所以他们这些利未人的话，本来应该是做祭司的，结果他们都回到家中，重新重操了这个农夫的职业。
As a result, the temple of God was ignored.
所以在那个时候神的殿就荒废了。
So I would call the prosperity theology is a secularism in the name of Christianity.
所以在我来说成功的神学就是一个属世的哲学，它披上了一个基督教的外衣。
And it's also a Christless, crossless gospel.
也是一个没有基督、没有十字架的一个神学。
Which is not gospel at all.
这就完全不是一个福音。
And Paul called this an other gospel.
保罗把它叫做是其他的福音。
So we may here, I believe, we have an orthodoxy of the faith, we strongly against the prosperity theology.
我想我们的信仰，我们都承认，我们都非常的拒绝成功神学。
But one thing I'd like to point out is that we must beware of the soft prosperity gospel.
但是我想给大家提出的就是，我们必须要非常的小心，还有那种不明显或者隐藏的成功神学。
So what does it mean?
那所谓何谓不明显的隐藏的这个成功神学呢？
So in our gathering and in our ministry of evangelism, yes, I agree, we have to get people come to hear and to eat, to have a social, so that we establish a common point so that the gospel can flow.
的确是在我们传递福音的时候，但我们可能会需要有一些像这个传福音的一些特会，我们需要把人邀请来，我们可以一起有爱宴，我们可以一起来交谈。
This is a very, very good thing to do.
这是一些非常好的我们该做的事情。
But beloved brothers and sisters, let us look, not overlook the importance of the cross.
啊，但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们不能忘记了十字架。
For each gathering, we must give a little bit essence of the cross and Jesus Christ to them.
我们每一次的聚会，我们都要提到十字架。
And I believe we are trying to do so.
啊，而且我也认为我们其实有在这方面，我们有这样的实践。
But I use the sermon to enforce it.
啊，我也就利用这个正道的这个机会，要强调这一点。
So at the end, I would conclude in this way.
啊，最后呢，我想总结我的今天的正道。
On the cross, the questions of life has been answered.
啊，在十字架上，关于人生命的问题有了解答。
And the answer is on the cross.
这个答案就在十字架上。
And my soul rests assured in Him.
我的灵在和神有美好的一个确据。
And Satan can no longer accuse me.
我的灵魂有平安的确据，而且撒旦不能再来指控我。
And nothing can separate us from the love of Christ.
而且没有任何的事情可以把我和神的爱之间能够分开。
I can serve my church with freedom and peace.
啊，我也可以在教会当中能够有自由的侍奉。
So finally, I would say this.
最后我这么说。
It's very significant that the cross of Christ is God's solution to our sin.
啊，非常重要的，十字架是神为我们预备的救恩。
But to Jesus, the significance of the cross, it is the ultimate significance is to glorify the Father.
啊，但是对主耶稣来说，最大的意义，十字架最大的意义，也是对天父。
But to Jesus, the ultimate significance is to glorify the Father.
对主耶稣来说，最大的、最重要的、终极的目标，就是要来荣耀天父。
I have an iPhone, and there's an application called Siri. This is how you pronounce.
啊，我有一个iPhone, 然后我有一个软件的话呢，是叫 Siri 的。
And the Siri, you can ask any question, you get an answer.
啊，这个 Siri 这个程序呢，我可以问所有的问题，都可以得到一个答案。
And this morning, I just for the fun of it, I asked a question: What is the meaning of life?
啊，我今天早上我就想试一下，我就问了这个问题，我说生命的意义在什么地方
？And then I see the thing turning for a long time.
啊，我发现这个东西就一直转啊转啊转。
And finally, the answer came up.
最后这个答案就出来了。
All evidence to date suggests it is.The chocolate.
答案就是说，我们所有的证据证明生命的意义在于巧克力。
So, but for us, we must likewise lead a life to glorify the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我想对我们来说，我们要像主耶稣一样，我们最终极的目的就是要来荣耀神，荣耀天父。
May God preserve His message in your heart.
愿神保守他的信心在你的心中。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ.
在天上的父，我们感谢你，我们也为了主耶稣基督和十字架来感谢你。
It's the Christ that gives us the meaning of life.
十字架给了我们人生生命的意义。
And our life is purposeful.
我们的生命也是有意义的。
And with a tremendous hope.
我们的生命有目的，也有很多的希望。
And we know because of the cross, one day we will see you face to face.
我们也知道，因为十字架的缘故，有一天我们会再见主的面。
What a glorious and joyful thing that we may have!
这是多么荣耀、多么喜乐的一件事情。
Touch our heart and let everyone come here to receive the grace of the cross.
触摸我们的心，让我们每一位都可以来到你的面前，来接受你的十字架的恩典。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.